Well, I don't know why I'm recording this, really. I just came home and I'm still sticky and shaky and tired. I'm exhausted, really. But I don't know. I feel like I need to talk about this. Maybe I'm just gonna rant and tell the whole story because I'm not sure of how I'm feeling right now. I'm horny and tired and surprised, and it's a fun feeling. I've just made a coffee and it's too late to sleep and too soon for the nap, so yeah, I'm just gonna do this. I've met somebody. Yeah, it was strange because I was, you know, terrace, just, I don't know, drinking and having fun. And I was paralyzed. That voice, I couldn't see him, but I couldn't help but, yeah, forgetting everything and just listening to that voice. It's something that you feel. It's not, there's no explanation, there's no science on it. There's no rules. I've been like paralyzed for maybe 20 minutes. Not sure if turning around or so. I don't know. What's and while I was listening, I was thinking about how could I approach him, because he was talking in English, and I know that, yeah, was gonna be a difficulty, I don't know, but I just did it. Took my glass of wine and went there and say, "Hi, how are you having fun?" I think that I say that. And he invited me to sit down there. My friends were super surprised, but yeah, they all know that I'm crazy, so. And I was talking to everybody. I really went there without seeing his face. But I really didn't mind. I had that feeling. I was a craving, was something physical. And I saw his eyes and his smile, and I just showed my tricks. And because I really know what to do, how to talk. Was easy. We get along so well, and We just ordered another round of drinks, and he told me that he was staying in a hotel. And I know what it means when a man says that. We just did it. I was sure that he wanted to be in charge, because I can feel that. I was not sure if I was gonna let him. If he was worthy enough to see my kitty face. And I did that face eventually at the beginning. You know, I was on spell. And that's so fun. I just came into the hotel and kicked off my shoes. And sit on the bed so comfortable, like nothing's gonna happen. And suddenly ask for, you know, permission for taking a shower. And that was like an explosion, really. I just take off my clothes. Like natural, like nothing was happening. And he was just paralyzed, as I was a couple of hours before. And I told him not to follow me to the shower, but he did. And we didn't fuck in the shower. We were recognizing, is that the word? Each other bodies, and just whispering that boy's fuck. And he knew that that boy was killing me. And the time we were in the shower, he was telling me all the things he wanted to do to me. And I let him speak. And because I wanted him to believe that he was gonna be in charge. He was gonna be my daddy. But it was a surprise. Who doesn't like surprise, huh? I do. And when he was getting rid of the soap, I just grabbed him from behind and I began doing the same that he did, saying all my dirty thoughts, all my fantasies, all my wishes at that moment. And I was so, so close to stroke him while doing this. I had to restrain myself for doing that. And make her come. Just there. Holding him from behind. Biting and licking his back. But that was tense, like, have to do something, so I just jump out from the shower and I just let him be there for a little while and yes, we did. We did fuck 3 times, maybe. How's the count? Oh, fuck. Not sure if I'm ready to give the details now, but oh my God, that mouth. There's something special when you are with an older guy, that it's the idea of that he know what to do, how to touch me, how to make me come like a fucking queen. And at the same time, I feel like I'm powerful and that I can surprise him with my tricks. And that's hard. Like, that mix of feelings and and at some point he asked me to talk in Spanish and I did. I did talk super dirty in Spanish while he was fucking me from behind. While he was yeah. Fuck. Oh, I did that. And I just did my trick of offering the part of my body he wanted to come in. It was insane, like saying, are you gonna come? Because I want you to come in my ass and in my back and in my belly, in my cunt, in my tits, in my face, in my mouth, in my hands, in my feet. I want your heart come all over me right now. Just fucking do it. Surprise me. And he fucking did. He did everywhere. I just closed my eyes and oh, fuck. He was so sweet afterwards. And I tried to be too. And the day came and I have to go. And now I don't know if I wanna come back there. Just find some I know that he likes lingerie. I was not ready for the date, so something fancy and come back there. Not giving him time to think, to miss me. Oh, because I'm ready. Fuck. I always want more. That voice, I cannot forget that voice. His, stand. That fucking perfume. I can feel it in my skin. So yeah, that's the story. I'm gonna take a real shower and maybe come back there. I don't know yet. What do you think I should do?